Good morning, Grace Assembly of God Church. Hey, my name is Wayne Murray. This is my wife, Tracy. We're the pastors here at Grace, and we are glad you are here for Memorial Day weekend service. And today, we are trying something new. How many have ever tried something new, right? Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. And today, what we're trying is on a holiday weekend like today, we are doing one combined worship service instead of our regular schedule of 9 and 11 o'clock. And I can tell you, so far, so good. How many enjoyed the breakfast that you had earlier here today? Awesome. And some of them were going, breakfast? Where was that? Yeah, we had breakfast earlier today together, and that was really good. And a little bit later in our service, we're going to be honoring all of our high school graduates. And so we are excited that it's graduation season, and we're going to be recognizing all of those folks. And today, since we're all combined, some of you are looking around and say, hey, I've never seen that person before. And so today is also Name Tag Sunday. So this is your opportunity to get to know other people that you go to church with. And so we want to encourage you to... we'll give you time here in just a few moments to introduce yourself to as many people as you can. And this is how it works. Are you ready? This is how it works. Ready? Hey.
Hey.
What's your name? No, I'm just kidding. They can do it. She wasn't prepared for that. Totally impromptu. She made me promise not to make her say anything. All right. So anyway, I told her just stand there and look good. And how many know she's doing a great job at that? All right. You can go back there now. Thank you so much. It's going to be a long Memorial Day. No, I'm just kidding. It's awesome. She's great. Memorial Day weekend is a very important celebration. It's more than just barbecues, more than just time off from work. It's a time to remember that we live in a great country. And we live in a great country because people have paid the highest price for freedom, for us to live in our nation. And we want to take a few moments here at the beginning of the service, and we want to give tribute to those who have served our great nation. Turn your attention to the screens and watch this tribute. If you have served in the military as a veteran, or you are actively serving in the military, or, let me add this, if you are directly related to someone who gave their life in service for their country, I'd like you to stand. We want to honor you, and we want to say thank you for serving. Active military, veterans, if you're directly related to someone who gave their life. No greater love. No greater love. No greater love. On behalf, stay standing if you don't mind, on behalf of a grateful nation, and for every American who did not serve, and on behalf of those who are reaping the benefits of your service, we say thank you, and we honor you, and we bless you today, and we want to pray for you, that God would be with you, strengthen you. For those that are dealing with the effects of war or being part of the military, we're going to pray that God would heal and strengthen in your life. Now, we're going to do a much bigger effort to honor all of our heroes later in the summer on June 28th with our outdoor patriotic celebration. But if you would join me in prayer for these who have served. Father, we thank you for this great nation. We thank you, oh God, that you have made us part of this wonderful thing that you have done called America. And God, we thank you for these men and women who have served. They've given their lives. They've given their time. They've given their sacrifice. And now, God, we pray for them. We pray that you would be with them. We pray that your presence would be in their lives, in their homes. God, if any of them are suffering from post-traumatic disorder or anything like that, God, we just pray that you would surround them with your grace and your peace. We pray, oh God, as we honor them, God, we know that you honor them. May today be a day that strengthens and heals their hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said amen. 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 Remain standing if you would. Today we're going to have an extended worship service. Now you say, what's that? Well, that means that we're just going to worship the Lord. We're going to sing. We're going to bless the Lord. And a little bit later, we're going to receive communion. We're going to pray for needs. And so that means there's not going to be we're going to do this, and then we're going to do this. We're just going to worship. Okay? We're just going to worship. And so I want to encourage you, when we start the worship service, you know, let's just enter in. This is not a worship concert where we just sit and watch these guys do what they do. Pastor Steve is a worship leader. This team up here is a leader, right? And we don't want to just watch them. We want to participate, because the Bible says when we worship the Lord, we open a door to walk into the presence of God. And how many know the Holy Spirit wants to be here to do anything he wants to do? And when God's Spirit is here, he can do anything in your life. So I want to encourage you to make sure you open your mouth and you sing the songs. You take by your heart and you just enter into the presence of God. Would you do that here today? Amen. Before we start, I'm going to give you an opportunity to welcome some people around you. They've got a name tag on, and so I want to encourage you to call them by name, their right name. Okay? And take an extra minute or two to make some people welcome in the house of God today, and then we're going to enter into worship. God bless you as you do that.
bless the Lord in this house this morning. He's worthy.
Never ending. Oh, you are alive here.
I heard it say before, keep with me, just there, that the only reason to have a body is to express the life that lives in it. How many of y'all can attest to that? That you're a spirit man, but the reason you have a body is to express the life that lives on the inside of you. And I just can't help but think that when David danced before the Lord as they brought the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem, maybe he was thinking about the time that God delivered him from the paw of the bear. Maybe he was thinking about the time that God delivered him out of the lion. Or maybe he was thinking about the time that God, in his infinite mercy and strength, brought down the Goliath, that giant Goliath, from this scrawny little kid that was just, you know, just a little guy. But the Bible says that David, that the minute that the ark began to come down through the streets of the city, that David began to twirl about like a wild man before the Lord. Now don't get me wrong, I don't mean to, I'm not putting any condemnation on you if you can't dance, or maybe you're like, dude, that's like way out there. Just kick. There we go. Now I can hear you. I'm not putting any condemnation on you saying that you have to dance in order to touch God's throne. That's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is that when you begin to think about the goodness of God and you begin to think about everything that He's done in your life, your praise should be an outward expression of what He's done on the inside of you. Come on, somebody. Let me just tell you this morning, we don't have a real big agenda today. We're not like, as Pastor Wayne said earlier, we're not saying, well, we're going to do this, this, and this. Our goal today is to touch the throne. And we come here today, first of all, the Bible says you enter His gates with what? You enter His courts with? Enter His gates with? Enter His courts with? And I just got a question for you, Grace Assembly of God. Do you guys have anything to thank God for this morning? Has He done anything for you that you could say, when I think of His goodness and everything He's done for me, I've got to give Him an expression. You are saved. You are my freedom. We lift You higher. Lift You higher. Your love, never. Lift your voice, lift your hands to Him. We worship You, Jesus. You're so good, Lord. I'm alive because You died and rose again. Oh, Come on, the gospel is not about making bad people be good. It's about making dead people live again. Oh, that was a good place to give him praise. You weren't bad, you were dead. We weren't bad, we were dead. There was no hope. But because of the blood, because of the cross, because he died but was resurrected on the third day, he rose again with the keys of death, hell, and the grave. And I declare that we live because he lives. No longer bound, no longer dead to sin. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. I speak to dead dreams this morning. I declare in the name of Jesus, live again. Live again. I speak to dead relationships and I declare in Jesus' name, live again. You are my freedom, Lord. Oh. You are my freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. If you're tired and you're thirsty, there is freedom. If you're tired and you're thirsty, there is freedom. Come on, help me say freedom reigns. Show. freedom reigns. And freedom reigns in this place. Showers of mercy and grace falling on every face. There is freedom. We receive it right now in Jesus' name. Freedom's here. When you walk into the room, everything changes, and darkness starts to tremble at the light that you bring. And when you walk into the room, every heart starts burning, and nothing matters more than just to sit here at your feet and worship you. When you walk into the room, sickness starts to vanish, and every hopeless situation ceases to exist. And when you walk into the room, the dead begin to rise, 'cause there is resurrection life in all you do.
Jesus, we love you.
much we want you. We want you. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. So come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you.
Hallelujah. Just a few moments ago, somebody had a word to share with the body. So I'm going to ask everybody to just listen for a few seconds, and whoever that person was that had that word to share, just go ahead and share it, because we believe that God speaks to His church through His Holy Spirit. God gives gifts to those who will receive His Spirit. And His voice to His body is sometimes a gift of prophecy and a word of encouragement. So whoever shared that word, just lift your voice and share it with us right now. Yes, God. And all God's people said amen. 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 If you're here today and you have a need in your life, or if you're here today and you say, I need to press in closer to God. I know there's some high school grads and some college grads here looking for direction for the future. We want to pray with you and we want to pray for you. If you're here and you say, I just got this weight on my life, and I need the Holy Spirit to remove that weight from my life. And we want to pray for you as well. If you're here and your relationships are in trouble, you've got difficulties in at your house. I don't know what they are. They may be of your doing or no one else's doing, but it's just where you're at, and you need God's help. Or you need a miracle in your life of any kind. I was talking to Lucy earlier this morning, she was just giddy. Her feet were about this high off the floor, telling her that the doctors had cleared her, that there is no more cancer in her body. How many know we serve a healing God? We serve a miracle working God. Amen. So listen, here's the direction from the Holy Spirit. whatever you need, press in. And I'm going to ask you to take a step and come to this altar and begin to press in and pray and seek God's face. We're going to continue to worship. We're going to continue to sing and bless the Lord. But wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, if you need a miracle from the Lord, need direction, just need peace in your heart, maybe you need to get right with God today. I want to encourage you to come. Just come. Just come. Just come and begin to fill these altars. We're going to continue to worship. And just come. Just come. Just come. Praise God. I want to invite pastors and small group leaders and elders, come alongside them and just begin to pray for them and with them. These altars are open for you to press in, just as the Holy Spirit says, to press in, press in, press in for God's grace, God's power, God's strength, in Jesus' name.
Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. So come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. Come and consume. Come and consume, God, all we are. We give you permission. Our hearts are yours. We want you. We want you. And I know that there are angels.
I reach my head
I reach my hands you sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. You are the God. You are the God that healed me. You are the Lord, my healer. You sent your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. And I hear the Lord say, yeah.
I'm glad that the presence of the Lord is here today in this place. If you're a guest today and you're wondering what's going on, let me make it very clear to you. We're glad you're here, but we're really, really glad someone else is here. And that's the Holy Spirit, the presence of God. And as a church, that's the most important thing about us, is the presence of God. We make Him welcome through prayer, through worship, because we seek Him. And the Bible says in the day that we seek Him, we'll find Him. God's not hiding from you. I feel like this is a word for several people here today. God is not hiding from you. He is waiting for you to come find Him, to seek Him. And some of you, that step is, you took that step today by coming to church. You say, I'm just trying to find God. You found Him, right? And He wants you to be in His family. He wants you to be connected to Him. He wants you to walk with Him all the days of your life. Your choice is to simply say, yes, God, I want to be part of your family. I want to follow you. In just a few moments, we're going to receive communion together. And let me just go ahead and tell you that that communion cup and that communion bread is preaching the gospel. We're about to receive those elements. And can I tell you that when we receive those elements, we are receiving the gospel of Jesus Christ. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? When Jesus died, when we take the bread and we receive it, we're not just following some church tradition. We're doing what Jesus said. Jesus said, take and eat. This is my body, which was broken for who? Does anybody know? It's broken for you. He died. He was pierced. He was wounded for you because He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. And the Bible says He took a cup and He drank it. And when He drank it, He said, this cup is the new covenant of my blood. What does that mean? That means that all sin has to be paid for with blood. Sin is very high, has a very high price. The wages of sin is death, the scripture says. And the Bible makes it clear that all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Not a perfect person in the house, right? All right? And because of that, Jesus came and He died. He paid the ultimate price. We honor people who paid the price for freedom. Jesus paid the ultimate price for eternal freedom for you so that you could be saved. So if you're here today and you don't have a relationship with God, you're not following Christ, can I tell you that the cup and the bread, they don't save you, but what they're preaching saves you. The gospel of Jesus Christ. So before we receive the cup and the bread, if you're here today and you say, Pastor, I don't have a relationship with God, I'm not following Jesus, but today I'm ready. Today I'm ready to take a step in following Christ. I'm ready to put Jesus Christ as number one in my life. If that's you here today, I want you to pray this prayer with me and everyone that would like to join with them to pray this very simple prayer of salvation and repentance in Jesus Christ. Are you ready to pray? Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the cross. Thank you for the price you paid for the sins I committed. I believe you died for me and you rose again on the third day to defeat death and to save me. I put my faith in Jesus Christ to save me. From this day forward, I follow you. You are Lord of my life. Today I repent from all that I've done. I choose you in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, fill me with your power to serve you every day until I die or until Jesus comes for me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Somebody give God praise for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Right beside you on your chair, there are the elements of communion. I'd like to encourage you to take that in your hand. You can pull back the top and it has the bread, then pull back the second layer, it has the cup. Pastor Steve and the worship team is going to sing a reflective worship song, and I'm going to go ahead and invite you to receive the elements of communion whenever you're ready. Take the bread, take the cup. whenever you're ready. But the Bible says that the purpose of this communion is to examine our hearts, our relationship with God, and our relationship with others. So let me be very clear. The purpose of this is to remember the Lord's death and to examine my own relationship with God as well as my relationship with others. It's a time to be forgiven, and it's a time to forgive. So this is a few moments here for you today to get to do business with God before you receive these communion elements. So I want to invite you to take a few moments of reflection and prayer while you're sitting in your seat. And then whenever you're ready, you receive those elements of communion together. Church is awesome when Jesus shows up. Amen. Church is awesome when Jesus shows up. We've got a couple more things we want to do to celebrate. Well, the next thing we want to do is receive our offering. So our ushers are going to come. And if you would go ahead and prepare yourself to give in the offering, to give God the tithe and any offerings that you have to offer here today. I want to thank you in advance for your giving and thank those who have already given online this week. Thank you so much for your faithfulness. How many remember a few months back we did something called the 90-day tithing challenge? Anybody remember the 90-day tithing challenge? Almost 100 families took the 90-day challenge in giving. And can I tell you that you have helped make this year the very, 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 by far very best year so far at our church when it comes to finances and provision. So thank God for that. Amen.
I received an email this past week concerning somebody who took the 90-day challenge, and I asked permission if I could share this, and she said yes. She said, "Hi, Pastor Wayne. I just finished paying bills, and I have to share. I was raised in a Lutheran church and was taught tithing was giving 10% back to God by giving to the church and by supporting Christian charities. So the Blessed Life series was a real eye-opener for me. When I started the 90-day tithing challenge, I messed up the first month. It hadn't sunk in that the tithe was to be on gross pay. The second month, I got it right and made up the difference from the first month. I get paid twice a month, the 1st and the 15th. When starting the challenge, I sat down to write the tithe check and pay bills and got a lump in my throat. Not only was there not enough to cover the bills, there would be nothing for gas or groceries either until the next check. 6 months ago, I would have panicked. But I've come too far and grown too much in faith to give in to that fear anymore. This day, I swallowed the lump in my throat and prayed out loud. I asked God for courage and to help me be steadfast in doing the right thing. I put my total trust in Him. I wrote the tithe check and paid the bills. Between the 1st and the 15th, I only needed bread and milk from the store, and my car got extraordinary gas mileage. Come the 15th and the next paycheck, I still had a balance in my checking account, even though there shouldn't have been one. Every paycheck since, there's been more left in my account than there should be. Deposits are the same. All bills are paid on time. I have spent hours trying to figure out what is different. The difference is in my being obedient to tithing and trusting God for there to be enough. Today is May 16th. I got paid yesterday. I finished paying bills for the month and had enough left to pay off 2 credit cards, both with a balance of about $175, and I still have $423 in my checking account. Thanks be to God." And that may that be an encouragement to all those of you who took the 90-day challenge, because the goal of the 90-day challenge is not to tithe for 90 days and then stop. The goal is to show you that when you put God first in your life, everything begins to change and God begins to do good things. So I want to encourage those of you that took the challenge, let's make it a habit that lasts a lifetime. I can tell you that as a pastor, which I've been pastor of the church, my name tag says 18 years. Somebody came up to me before the service and they said they were kind of looking at my gray hair. I've got a little. And he asked very kindly, he said, "Did we do that to you?" I said, "Yes, you did." And a few other things. But I can tell you that being here 18 years, I've never heard one person regret becoming a tither. Amen. And so thank you for your giving. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for being obedient to the Lord. May God continue to provide for your needs. May God continue to increase our faith. And may God continue to meet all the needs of the Church of Jesus Christ. Amen. So hold that tithe and offering up in your hand. Lord, we give you thanks for every good thing that you've given to us. What we hold in our hand is how we feel about you. You are first and foremost. Now, God, train our hearts, change our hearts, that you'll be first in everything we do. In Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Thank you for your giving today. Next Sunday, we begin a brand new series called The Big Ten. I've got a short video to set that up for you. Watch this.
Who was Adam married to?
Eve. Adam and Eve, right? Yeah.
I don't know. Adam and Eve.
Adam and Eve.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Who was Adam married to?
Eve.
Eve.
What was the name of Abraham's son?
I have no idea. I don't know.
Cain.
Joseph.
Was it Luke? No. Abraham. Joseph. No. I don't know.
Luke?
No.
Isaac.
How many plagues did God send on Egypt during Moses' time?
Seven?
7, I believe.
Was it 8? No. 10? I was close.
How many disciples did Jesus have?
7. No, 12. Yeah, 12. Yeah, 12. 12 is like 12. 12 of them.
7. 10? 8?
How many disciples did Jesus have?
12.
What is the day of Pentecost?
No idea.
I don't know.
Pentecost. Is that the one where they wipe the blood above the door?
Pentecost. Is that Easter Sunday?
Excuse me, ma'am. Do you know the day of the Pentecost?
I'm not sure.
What is the first book of the Bible?
Is it like a name of a person?
Revelations.
Oh my gosh, I knew that. Peter. I don't know.
Will you say the question for me?
What is the first book of the Bible?
Genesis.
Who did David fight?
Goliath. Yeah.
What weapon did David use when fighting Goliath?
A sword. I don't know.
A bow and arrow, right?
Rock and a sling.
A sword. Rocks. He stoned him.
Can you name any of the disciples?
Ooh, wow. What? Peter, Paul? No. That's probably right off the top of my head. No. I even got a picture of the Last Supper hanging on the wall. I've been to Milano and seen the Last Supper.
Matthew. Mark. Luke and John.
Joseph.
Leviticus 1. Am I making that up? I think I'm making that up. That's about it. I don't know, really.
That is exactly why we're doing our series beginning next Sunday called The Big Ten, because all of those people live in our city. Those were randomly asked questions, or not random, we chose the questions, but we ask random people, and how many know people don't know the Bible? And so what we're going to do over the 10 weeks of summer, we're going to take the top 10 Bible stories, and we're going to preach them every week during the summer. And we're going to take everybody through the entire Bible in 10 weeks, okay? So I want to encourage you, summertime is going to be an awesome time at Grace Assembly of God. This is the perfect opportunity to invite people to church with you this summer and say, hey, we're doing this thing, going through the Bible in 10 weeks, and you may even want to give them a short Bible quiz to convince them that they need to come. Right? And so this video is going to be shared on our church's Facebook and Twitter. So I want to encourage you to share it on your page, invite people to church this summer. It's going to be great. All right, we're going to honor our high school graduates. So all of our high school graduates, if you just come up and join me right behind me and just stand right behind me in a single file line, we want to recognize you and say thank you for being awesome, and we want to congratulate all of you guys. All right, just single file line all the way across. Now, while the rest of them are coming, I know there are people here. You graduated from college. You received some sort of degree, associates, masters, bachelors, maybe even some PhDs. You received a degree from a secondary institution this graduating season. Would you stand, because we want to congratulate you as well and say God bless you. Congratulations. Awesome. 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 Congratulations! May all of your debts be paid. All right, we are very, very happy for all of these folks behind me. I turn around and I feel old, because Severa was the very first baby I dedicated as the pastor of this church. How about that? It's pretty awesome. But I want to call their name, and we're going to have some pictures on the screen for them and give you a little bit of information about them. And when I call your name, I want you to step forward so everybody can know who you are. Sarah Ayers. Give it up for Sarah. All right. Thank you, Sarah. You know, a lot of these folks attend big schools, and they're saying, shh, don't clap. Not in church, I mean, we're going to make it up for them, right? Paige Botts. Congratulations, Paige. Stand forward there. Awesome. Congratulations, Whiteland High School. All right, you can step back, Paige. Severa Cox, Pear Meridian High School. Alyssa Daly, Whiteland High School. Congratulations, Alyssa. Yeah. Somebody pray for Pastor Jason. Awesome. Freddie Eastwood. Franklin Community. Way to be, Freddie. Right there. All right. Christabel Gacina, Center Grove High School. Neuroscience, really? Hey, yeah, hey. Be nice to this young lady, because one day you'll work for her. Joshua Merritt, Wyland High School. Congratulations, Josh. Braden Murray, Christian Academy. I always knew this day would come. Why are you guys laughing? You know, when I write my name tag, how long I've been attending Grace, I always ask how old he is, because that's how long we've been here. He's 18, so I've been here 18 years. So you saw the picture. He started small. Maria Nethery. Center Grove High School. Congratulations, Maria. Emily Ott, Greenwood High School. Go win sectionals, beat Center Grove. I'm sorry. All right. Parker Sanders, Whiteland High School. Well, Parker. Steven Scott. Steven. Greenwood. Awesome. Taylor Schultz. Give it up for Taylor. Center Grove. You were once cute there, son. Still good looking, but that was cute. All right. And Tyler Williams. Tyler Williams. Would you stand, church, and I'd like you to extend your hands toward these young men and women, and we're going to pray God's blessing on them as they go into this next season of life. Oh, Elizabeth Bennett, that's right. Elizabeth Bennett from Center Grove, right? Congratulations, Elizabeth. Awesome. Thank you. Right there for you. All right. But as you go into this next season of life, our prayer is that you'll never forget that this place is your home. You can always come back to Grace. Now, I didn't say you could always come back to live with your parents. That's between you and your parents. But you can always, we consider it an honor that we have played a role in investing in your lives. You are our trophies, and we are very proud of you and who you are. And we are very excited about the future that God has for all of you. And so as we pray this prayer of blessing on you today, we're going to believe that God's Holy Spirit will rest upon you in a different way from this day forward. Amen. Would you stretch your hands toward them? May God's blessing follow you all the days of your life. As you find new journeys to travel, may God go before you. May you walk safely along the pathways to your dreams. May God's hand guide the decisions you will make and the passions that you follow. May your hearts and lives always reflect His love and truth. May there be a light within you that you carry into each new day, and may that light affect everyone around you. May you serve the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of your life. May you be filled with His Spirit and His power to navigate the world in which you are about to enter. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace. We bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Everyone said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Congratulations, graduates. All right, we're going to take a picture. Tall ones in the back. Tall ones in the back. We started a new tradition here last year. All right, tall ones in the back, bunch up together. I need a couple of you on the floor. A couple of you on the floor here. All right. You ready? Are you ready? A little. All right. Closer together. All right. You ready? All right. Look for that picture on WayneMurray777 on Twitter and Instagram. Have a great Memorial Day weekend. We love you very much. God bless you.